जय गुरुवराधारी, जय गुरुवराधारी।
How to develop our Krishna consciousness? How a test will come? So we should try to follow. Oh, you should explain.
There is the process. What is that? See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he described to his associates, Lord Dhamma, Ramana, Ramana, Kiru Panatalai, Prema Upajai, Talatan Slokshino, Son Ramanalai, Uttamaya Apanaki, Manitina Dham, Dupakari Sanchata, Kari Prashisam. Now who told them, oh please listen to me, Lord Dhamma, Ramanalai, what is the method for chanting Hare Krishna in such a way? Then three powerful waves of transcendental love will be raised within our hearts. What is that? Chana, Vishu, Nityana, Dori, Vasa, Shana, Alayana, Nadina, Kirtanya, Sadavi. One should become more humble than a bed of grass, having no false ego at all. Very difficult thing to do. To become more tolerant than a tree. Here, Bhaktivinoda was praying, O Gurudev, Sankari, Sankara, Sahani, Valadiya, Guru. Give me the strength to tolerate all trials and tribulations and all adverse conditions. And by one drop of your mercy, take this desire out of my heart. What is that? The desire to receive respect and honor and worship from others. He said, oh, when will I remove from the core of my heart by the very rough application of 120 broomsticks the desire of being honored superior to the other Vaishnavas? So this desire has to grow. How will it grow? By our own strength, it is quite impossible. One Vaishnava poet, he wrote that Vaishnava vite chilamorasai tenar abhishuni che slok paribhavai. I heard the glories of Vaishnavas, so I decided I want to be a Vaishnava. But then I was reading and reading, and I came across a very strong obstacle, a big barrier that was checking me from becoming Vaishnava. What was that? This verse, Trinara Nisu Nityana, Story Vasishana. Very hard to do these things, but if anyone miscovered Nisvata Guru Seva, miscovered without duplicity, and Nisvata without any selfishness, then render service to a high level Gurudev, liberated soul, then only by a drop of the mercy of Sadguru can these qualities, being more humble than a bed of grass, more tolerant than a tree, giving respect to all others naturally, and not expecting respect for oneself, these qualities can come.
Oh, then, come to main lines. Don't explain so much.
Then,
otherwise,
he's praying. Chakrasaman, Kariti Shadadi, Dhanatya Jatata, O Gurudev, I'm asking for you to give me some Shakti, one power. What power do you want? Do you want to be the temple president? What do you want? GBC? What do you want? No, Gurudev, I don't want any of this power. Only give me this power. Chakrasaman, Kariti Shadadi, Dhanatya Jatata, give me the power to honor all the Vaishnavas according to their stage. If anyone will have the power by Guru's mercy to recognize who is Kanishtha Adhikari and honor them from the core of their heart, who is Madhya, and honor them by heart and also by Dhamma Pranam, and to recognize who is Uttam Adhikari and honor them by hearing from them and serving them and giving one's life to them with great and transcendental faith. Then, what will be the result of this? Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Tabi toga ivo harinam suke aparada hame hato. If I can honor Vaishnavas properly, jata jata, jata jata means according to their stage, appropriately, then I will be able to chant harinam in great bliss and all my aparada will cease. Then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, becoming very, very agitated in his heart, is crying out to his Gurudev, Kavi Heno Kripa Labhya Eja Kritanta Vivena. O Gurudev, when by your mercy will my life become successful? By my own endeavor, there is no chance at all. Shakti Buddhi Hin Ami Atiti. I have no power, I have no good intelligence. I am very fallen and wretched, worthless and insignificant. O Gurudev, Koramare Atmasat. Please accept me as your own associate, and give me a chance to always serve you. Then, in the last verse, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he said, Jogyata vichare kichu nahi pai, chomara kaura sa. When I do Atma's own children, Kanishka Adhikari, he will think, I am very great, and all others are like straw. But when he's entering, becoming very sincere, entering Madhya Adhikari, then he will compare himself with his Gurudeva, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and others, and see how they're doing silent better. And then he will do Atma's own children, not criticizing others, but being very critical of himself. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur here is saying, when I analyze myself, then I think, I have no good qualities at all. Therefore, Tomara Karanasar, O Gurudev, your mercy is essential for me. Karana Nagale, Kandiya Kandiya. If I cannot attain your mercy, then I am crying and crying and crying. Prana Nagale, O Ar. And it's very difficult for me to maintain my life. My life can go at any moment. So here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's showing the path, the process. In what mood one should do silent bhajan? In what mood one should take shelter of the lotus feet of Sadhguru in order to become successful and perfect on the path of Shuddha Bhakti?
In this song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written the process that you can enter in bhakti realm, really. But one thing you should always remember. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Karo Yai Dasi Tirna Paikha Atihin Sakala Sahane Bala Diya Karo Nijamane Spiyai. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying from beginning. Oh, be merciful that I can tolerate, I can give proper respect, and then I can chant and remember. And if you will not sprinkle your mercy, or even one drop, then I will weep and I will give up my life. He is dead. But you should try to understand that only praying will not do. This prayer should become out of our heart, core of our heart. Oh Gurudev, when you will be merciful, and by your only merciful I will be like all these, having all these qualities. But till I will always be busy for sense gratification. And when your karuna will come, oh, easily I will do it. So there is no responsibility, mine. Only your responsibility. I have taken your shelter. So please, make me so that my all kinds of lust should go. And when you will give me these qualities, oh, then I will respect Vaishnava. Otherwise, oh, until what should I do? I will always engage my all the sense in sense gratification, taking whiskey and all other things, criticizing all Vaishnava. And when you will be merciful, then I will do. This is bogus thing. There is some our responsibility also. There is something. If you are chanting, remembering, but you are not careful for your criticizing others, you are not controlling your sense, yourself, you have no, what?
Control.
Tanik bhi ichha nahi hai aur na kar raha hai. Or you don't do any
endeavor
for that. Only praying sometimes, oh Gurudev, you are very, oh, very merciful. I have taken your shelter. So you are responsible to nourish me, support me, going everywhere in the whole world with you. Now your own responsibility. I will always enjoy sense gratifications. oh, nothing is mine. I am totally given, but not given anything. So, you must do some endeavor for this. Your responsibility. Gurudev will tell that, oh, you should do this, obey me, do this, that thing. He will tell only. He will tell that always be in high class of association. But, oh Gurudev, when you will give these qualities, then itself, myself, I will do everything. But until then, I cannot do anything. No responsibility. All responsibility. This will not do. What I told? Gurudev's responsibility is there, but your more. If you are not engaging all your endeavor for Krishna Bhakti, for all these things, oh Guru will not take Rasagulla and for you. He will not. What?
Chew for you.
Chew for you. He will not do for you. He will give process. But you want that Guru should do everything, I should be what? Enjoying? All doomed. Huh? But we should try to promise. Oh, Gurudev has instructed me. So I am promising that I will obey him. I must do these things. If any delicious thing is coming, oh, I don't want. If any good government comes, highly, oh, it should be given to devotees, not to me. I will not take it. If anything comes, or try to check yourself and pray Gurudev, then Gurudev mercy will come. If you know, he will know that, oh, he is sincere and he is doing some endeavor for this. But he cannot do so much. But he is doing. Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna. And she was unable. And sweat were coming. Face were somewhat changing. Oh, what the gopis will tell? They will clap and laugh me. And then in mind, he prayed, oh God, oh Narayan, please help me so that I can bind. And at once Krishna became merciful. And he was binded only by some rope from here. So you must try to do what Guru is telling, what Shastra is telling, what Krishna is. Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papyabhyo mokshayishyami masucha. What Krishna is telling? Or you should do what? Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam saranam braja. If you are doing, then I will do. First you will have to do. Obey him. And if you are not doing any endeavor, then how it can be possible? Ajnanat mirandasya jnanan janushalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave nama vancha kalpatarubhyasya कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय
राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः।
जंत्र बजंतम
भागवत में आया इसके चैतन्य चरित। चैतन्य चरितामृत विंश परिच्छेद हैव यू नॉट ब्रॉट 28th परिच्छेद। वी डिस्कस्ड समथिंग अबाउट रूप श्री रूप गोस्वामी एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु शिक्षा टू हिम। हाउ चैतन्य महाप्रभु इंस्पायर्ड हिम एंड गेव वन ड्रॉप ऑफ द एंडलेस ओशन ऑफ रस टू हिम एंड टोल्ड दैट इवन वन ड्रॉप ऑफ दिस Russia will what?
Flood
whole world. All will be drowned in that. So he inspired and he kept his hand or his feet on the Lord's and on the head of Rupa Goswami. Oh, you should realize all these things. Not by you know, you should know. Or you should realize all these things yourself. Like, Sarup. It has been told in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Also it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna in the form of Narayan, he told all his tattva in Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma, but he was not realized. And when by his eyes glance, he sprinkled his mercy and told, by mercy you should realize at once all these things. Then he realized. And then he gave it to Narad and Narad gave it to Vyas and Vyas to his son. And thus Srimad Bhagavat came. So, Guru is very powerful. But there is some our duty also. Not Guru will do. I must follow. I will follow. Like this. This promise should be done there. And if you are dull, then everything will become zero. Nothing will be there. So you should have a strong belief in this. So we have explained all these things by the example of a bhakti creeper. From bhakti seed to desire sarvak, and by this our life will be successful. Sadhan, sadhan, all will be done by this. So we explained in where? Holland. For 7-8 days. So I think that there are so many devotees who were not there. So here I want to begin Sanatana Shiksha. The teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Sanatana Goswami. So if you are sharing very carefully and promising that, I will follow these rules and regulations, what Mahaprabhu told, then it is sure that you will enter in bhakti room. Surely and surely. So you should try to hear it very, very carefully. Go on. So what is the process that a disciple should go to his Gurudev? What is that process? First try to learn all these things from Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. How they both manage their wealth that they have distributed among Brahmins, for some for Jiva Goswami, and they became a street beggar. And how Rupa Goswami helped Sanatana Goswami to come from his family life. We have discussed all these things. So, I don't know how in Western countries you can be penniless, a street beggar. In India, it is very easy. And we were like that. Penniless, we came from our home and took shelter in the lotus of feet of our Gurudev. As much as days, Gurudev was in this world. Oh, we have not a single paisa with us. We used to give everything to him. And also we had no need to have all these things, anything. But in Western countries, there must be one cause. So many things going here and there. Very, what, big problem. If you want to go to India, how you can go? So, to become a street beggar, it is impossible. Swamiji, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he became penniless and came to his Siksha Guru. When he took name and Diksha, he was not a street beggar. But by following, he gradually became a street beggar. And when full, then he came to Mathura and took sannyas order. So this is the process, but very hard for Western devotees. But anyhow, you will have to come in this process. One day you will have to come. So, even a servant of Sanatana Goswami, he has one golden coin. And for this, Sanatana Goswami told, at once return back to your home with those golden coin. You have no faith, strong faith in God that He will maintain us. So go. Otherwise it is like a death. He was weeping so much, but he thought that one day he will make any big problem for me. So better he should go. So he returned back. And then penniless he came to Varanasi. And where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowingly he was waiting for him. What became after? When Chaitanya, he was waiting on the door in a Muslim form, having so much dadi and this.
Sri Sanatana Goswami finally he made his way to Varanasi, and there he sat down on the doorstep of one house. It just so happened that this house was the house of Chandrasekhar Prabhu, one very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was not staying there. So he told the Chandrasekhar, the Chandrasekhar, there's one very great Vaishnava outside. Please go and bring him inside. So they went and saw, and they came back. No, there's no great Vaishnava outside. Only there's one Muslim. One Muslim delegate. Darvish. And who said, no, that's him. You should bring him. So they brought him inside. Who was that? Sanatana Goswami. But he had long beard and long hair, and he was wearing a very expensive blanket, which had been given to him by his brother-in-law, Sri Kaita, in the Hajipur. So he came inside, and when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both were overjoyed, and Mahaprabhu came to embrace him. But he was reluctant, oh please, don't touch me. But Mahaprabhu insisted. He was very happy to meet his very dear associate and was embracing him. He said, please don't touch me, I am impure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. Bhavad Vidha Bhavata Skrita Bhuta Swamiho Jyoti Karanati Tirtani So Antasthena Bhagavata. In this world, everyone, they go to the holy places of pilgrimage to purify themselves. But persons like you, you always carry Krishna in your heart, and therefore, or wherever you go, you make that place into a tirtha. And when you go to the tirthas, you even purify the holy places. Mahaprabhu said to him, oh really, you are very highly qualified. Akshnofalam tadvisham, dashanam hi, tanofalam tadvisham, gatas sarvana, jivatvalam tadvisham, kirtanam hi, bhagavata sudhura bhagavata hi okay. Mahaprabhu told him, oh, I think that the perfection of my eyes is to see a pure devotee like you. The perfection of my body is to touch the body of a pure devotee like you. The perfection of my tongue is to speak your glories, because a Mahabharata devotee like you is very, very rare in this world. So in this way, Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were talking with each other. After some time, the Mahaprabhu told his the devotees there, oh, you should take him and make him gentle. Make him like a gentleman. What does that mean? Oh, you should shave his head and face. So he shaved, his head and face were shaved, and he was given some new cloth.
Not new. Old cloth.
At first, Kamalamisha, he is a householder, and he has very nice and new cloth. And he gave it to Sanatana Goswami. But what did Sanatana Goswami do? I will not accept this very nice, fresh, new cloth. No, you give me some of your old cloth. Can they do it now? No, only they're taking wish. But they're not taking old second-hand cloth from a grihastha. Oh, very nice. Very. But what did Sanatana Goswami do? Taking second-hand cloth from Kakamishna. And then he took one old dhoti and tore it into four pieces and made Dorkovi, Bhagavas, and Uttariya and put it on. Then he came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, Sanatana Goswami, he had the blanket.
Oh, you should go on. It will be very big. Oh, I want that the devotees should learn something from this story of Srila Sanatana Goswami. What is the meaning of Bhadra? Mahaprabhu told that you should at once go and be Bhadra. How Bhadra? What was Abhadra in him? Oh, like Muslims, or having all these things.
Long hair and beard.
Big, big.
Beard.
Hair. And all this. Mascot.
Mustache.
What?
Mustache.
And this long.
Beard.
You should at once go. And do. And become like a devotee. Pure devotee. If knowing this story. And Gurudev also repeating this. Oh, be Bhadra, be Bhadra, be gentle.
Gentle.
Gentle, gentle. But, we don't care. Then what will be? We must care. Otherwise, by hearing it will not do. So try to follow. In Holland, there was a devotee,
He has kept some. Only this. I told you, what is this? Go and be Bhadra. And after that he could not eat me for so many days. And he reverberated. What is this? Guru and disciple, this is the relation. So we should try to follow. Otherwise only hearing will not do. Oh, I have told so many things, so you should. You can tell brief. Okay. There was a disciple. Gurudev told, you should be Bhadra. Understand? You should be Bhadra. Oh Gurudev, I have some long hairs and this. This is like my life and soul. So, please allow me to
keep this.
Gurudev told that, oh, you are foolish, you don't know. Oh, this is, oh, something, sin are coming, sins are coming, oh, like your, all these things. So first you should cut it. Otherwise some problems may come. Gurudev, please allow me to give. Anyhow. But after a couple of days, he became so sick. And a sore was there. Sore means wound was there. And he was admitted in the hospital. And doctors told that you'll have to
save.
Otherwise your life will go. Then what became?
Immediate.
It was saved. And then operated and then very soon he became well. But if disciple is not hearing, what he will do? So there are so many things. I gave example one. So many things. You should be Bhadra. Outwardly, inwardly. Both. Not only shaving will do. Bad things are here. So we should try to follow him. Sanatana Goswami, when knew that, oh, I am now a street beggar. It is all right. But still I have something that Mahaprabhu never wants. And what was that? A woolen chadar. Very precious. That any his relative has given.
Brother-in-law.
And he used to do take it in very cold days. And it was cold day. But Mahaprabhu sometimes taking here and then looking. What? Everywhere is okay. But his shawl chadar, woolen chadar, was giving something problem to Mahaprabhu. And he knew at once why he is looking here and there. Mahaprabhu never told anything. Quickly he went to river Ganges. And there was a beggar. He has some worn and torn something. And Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami told, oh, please take my dish and give them. Oh, you are joking me? No, really I am telling. And he kept there and he took his used, worn and torn that thing. And when he returned, Mahaprabhu, oh, he became very happy. How do you know my dishes? A disciple should be like this. If he wants to develop his Krishna consciousness, they are all what? Characters we should try to follow. We cannot, but even we should try. And then Mahaprabhu Then Sanatana Goswami was sitting there, and Mahaprabhu mercifully he began to instruct him. Sanatana Goswami was telling, Nicha Jati, 99, Nicha Jati, Nicha Sangi, Patit Adham, Kubisaya Kubepari, Gomai Nuchana. Apnar Hitahit Kichu Najani, Gramya Vyavahare Pandit, Tai Satyamani, Kripa Kari, Jadimore Kariya Chodha, Apam Kripate Kaha, Kartabhyamar. Kyami Keno Ame Amai Jare Tapatraya Ihana Hijani Kemune Hitahai Sadha Sadhan Tattva Puchite Najani Kripa Kari Sava Tattva Kahataya Apni. Oh, Shyamra.
Srila Gurudev is uttering four or five slokas stated by Sri Sanatana Goswami to his Gurudev Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami said,
how humbly, taking some gauze. It means what? I am taking your shelter.
Sanatana Goswami said, I was born in a low family and my associates are all low-class men. I myself am fallen and am the lowest of men. Indeed, I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism. I do not know what is beneficial for me and what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealings, people consider me a learned scholar, and I am also thinking of myself as such.
Yes, Lord, go on.
Out of your causeless mercy, you have delivered me from the materialistic path. Now, by that same causeless mercy, please tell me what is my duty. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for obtaining it. Be merciful upon me. Please explain all these truths.
Very good. Oh, know all these things very carefully. Very carefully. Those who want to develop their Krishna consciousness and try to follow. This is not the question of only Sanatana Goswami, really. He was liberated and he was the associates of Mahaprabhu. He has raised the questions for whom? For all of us. For whole world. For all ignorant peoples. Go on.
Sanatana Goswami disse, pieno della tua se tu sei misericordioso con me, ti prego, spiegami tutte queste verità.
Ok. Very short, Nikirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Gaur Premanande. From very morning today, also many devotees are meeting with me. And they are asking, oh Gurudev, this problem. Oh, this problem. So many problems, 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 problems. No end of problem. But I know, really this is not problem. Or the question of Sanatana Goswami is really problem. But they think that all this, that, so many problems. My husband has left me. oh, my wife has divorced me. Oh, I have so many problems. I cannot maintain my life. What should I do? So many problems. But that is not problem. Here, Sanatana Goswami is telling Sambandha, Abhidheya and Priyojan. What is our relation? Who am I? And from where I have come? What is my kartavya? What is my duty? This is sadhana. Kaise hitha? Hit means? What is my priyojan? What is my goal of my life? How I can achieve this? So who am I? Main kaun hun? Ami ke? Who am I? This is really sambandha. And why I am always suffering so much from my beginning life up till now? Problems are going on. I am suffering so much, so many rogues, so many things. Whenever I do anything to be happy, and it makes me unhappy. Why? I don't know all these things. So here, who am I? From where I came? And then what is our kartavya? So who am I? This is sambandha gyan. And what is my kartavya? Abhidheya. Arhita. It means?
Welfare.
Like this is the object of the life. Prayojan tattva. And in this so many things are hidden. So many, not only three things. Who am I? Then it comes. From where we have come? We have come from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not directly by Him. We are part. Part parcel of Godhead. But transformation of His Tatastha Sakti. Very hard to know. And who is Krishna? What is called Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who is He? And what is the relation with Him? We have some relation with Him. But what? And how we can be happy? Only by serving Him. Oh, what is that service? Avidheya. So we should fully know. And then execute. And then you will be happy. You will know all these things. If you want to know only, oh, let it come. It will not do. That's a very strong desire to know and to follow. So, these three questions, and in three questions, or several, so many questions are there and reply are there. So we'll explain tomorrow. So, you should come with the desire. Totally. To follow Gurudev instruction. And this is the also teachings of Shastra. And this is the order of Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami, and Krishna has told to Arjuna and Uddhava. All these things. So we are taking the essence of all teaching here. I know that there are so many problems. But I think that if you are observing the process, very easily it will be solved and you will be happy. All of you will be. Oh, yes, sir. Purtan. If you are taking the name of your Gurudev or doing pranam to him, offering, what should we do? Are they chanting? Oh, chanting mala like this? Gaur Pramam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Prasthi Goswami Dina. What is our etiquette? In 64 limbs of bhakti, first 10 are for Guru. Remember you? There are tens. Beginning. If you are taking the name, oh, with honor, doing like this.
We cannot hear.
Why not hear?
The sound isn't coming, that's why.
From where sound coming?
All over there, can you hear it coming that
way? Oh, make the sound. Now, coming? So, I'm telling, if you are going to take the name of your Gurudev, oh, what is the name of your Gurudev? Oh, Kesava Maharaj, Kesava Maharaj, like this? Oh, like Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Not. This is what? This is offense. Om Vishnupad, Nitya Lila Prashto, Om Vishnupad, Sishmat Bhakti Pragyan, Kesava Goswami Maharaj. In this, if you are Namam Vishnupadaya, you are telling, oh, also at that time, giving a salt and doing like this, we should do. Otherwise, what is this? This is offense. No regard for Gurudev. Never. In Kirtan too. If Samuhi Kirtan is there and I am chanting, I am insulting Sankirtan. I am chanting. This is not Sankirtan. But with all devotees, if you are chanting, then have a regard for all. Otherwise, bhakti will go away. So, we should try to follow 10 principles of bhakti limbs, which are beginning. What? First is Vishambhena Gurau Seva. To serve Gurudev. Not only verbal. What?
By words.
By actions also. To inwardly, outwardly, by every means. As the Sarvaka Radha Krishna conjugal, more than this, we should try to serve our Gurudev. Because he has given knowledge of Krishna and everything. The Vishambhena. What is the meaning of Vishambhena?
Intimacy.
Why intimacy? Like Pranabandhu.
Like soulmate.
Bosom friend.
Friend, but even having some honor.
Respect.
With like friend, oh, intimacy is there. And serving him, not like friend, because this is Archan Marg. And when we will go up, crossing the territory of Vaidhi Bhakti, then you can give your hands in his neck, like friend. Otherwise, not. We are Vaidhi Bhakti, so we should give honor. And also, Shiksha, Diksha, and so many things. So all we should try to. If you are doing all these things, but no honor for Vaishnavas, then everything is spoiled. Bimala Vaishnave Rati Upajive Vasana Hai Dekhi. Who can sing this? Can you? Bimala Vaishnave. Who can? You know? You don't know. So you should. You can do? If not. Bimala Vaishnavi Rati Ubhaji Vasana Hoi Bekhina. Can you? What the book?
Hari Hari Kavi Mula Habe Nadi.
Hari Hari Kavi Mula Habe Nadi.
Bimala Vaishnave Rati Upaji.
Bimala Vaishnave Rati Upaji Be. Basana hoi dekhi na.
Hari Hari Krishna Basana hoi dekhi na. Hari Hari Krishna
Basana hoi dekhi na. Hari Hari Krishna Only I want to explain. Give me. Oh, the meaning of this kirtan. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. Oh Hari, Hari means Krishna. Oh Krishna. And Oh Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Oh Hari. Especially his Gaushakti Gadadhara, Gaushakti Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he's telling, Hari Hari, oh Nit Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaur Hari, Nityananda Prabhu, oh Radha and Krishna. Oh, when a day will come. I'll be fortunate to have a day like this. Bimala Vaishnave Rati Upejive Vasana Hai Bekhi. Oh, a rati, so much regard, so more than that, rati, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then rati. Rati will be in the lotus feet of Vaishnava, will come in my heart. And at that time, I will honor them, I will serve them. Vasana hai bekhi. All these worldly desires will go away. All worldly desires. Nothing remaining. Especially two things. Lust and anger. Those are the root of all evils. And if the two are in my heart, in our heart, oh, bhakti cannot touch our heart. Antare bahire sama vyavahar. Oh, my inward, and outward, by mind and by action, everything will be same. Same behavior, same kind of
behavior.
Not duplicity. No
hypocrisy.
No politics. Nothing. Amani manad havo. We have explained amani manad. Giving respect to others by degree, their category. And himself knowing that I'm very
infinitesimal.
And I have no quality at all. Realizing that Srimati Radhika, the highest lover of Krishna, she thinks that I am lowest. I have no love and affection for Krishna. She wants that I should be like deers, like clouds, like cows, like these. So this amani and manad will come. If you have no honor for Vaishnava, and especially for pure Vaishnava, oh, bhakti cannot come. Never and never. Only her shadow may come. Nothing pure. If it will come, then he will be himself, having no desire to be honored by anyone, because I am not honorable. I am insignificant. Krishna Sankirtane, Krishna Smaraname, Satata Madhyaraiva. Krishna Sankirtane, where there is Guru, where there are my superiors, or they are doing Kirtan, then what? To be Tatastha? Tatastha means?
Neutral.
Never. If you are neutral, chanting Hare Krishna. Or, oh, Kirtan is going on. I'm chanting. This is not good. He will observe in Kirtan himself also in that party. He will dance, sing like Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Smarane, he will be totally absorbed in Krishna Smarane. When my day will come, I will be like this. Edereha kriya abhyase kariba. What meaning? Edihar kriya abhyase kariba.
All the activities that I'm doing with this body, this is just to maintain my life. Very minimal things.
Kya ji? To sun rahe hai, to kya kar rahe hai? Edereha kriya abhyase kariba.
All my activities in this body is like practice.
In this line, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is aspiring that all the activities of my body will just go on by themselves as I am breathing and I don't have to pay any attention. So all the dealings of my body and related subject matter will be carried on like this and I'll be simply absorbed in Vajra.
Why? Because my whole care, attention is towards Nam Sankirtan, remembering Krishna. So there are no two minds. So I have engaged my mind, everything there. So maintenance is secondary and it will come as
automatic.
Well, sometimes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bhajani Rajaha. Pratikul, tahar dhira bhava tyagiva. Oh, the anything, whatever we are doing, accepting, which are pratikul, unfavorable for bhakti, we should at once
reject.
We are not doing so much. We have so many desires. So we should try to do. Very strongly we should reject which are not favorable for bhakti. And which is favorable, we should adopt strongly. भजिते भजिते समय आसिले ओ कंटिन्यूइंग भजन डूइंग भजन एंड फाइन ए टाइम यू विल कम आई विल गिव अप माई बॉडी लाइक गवर्नमेंट विदाउट एनी पेन विदाउट एनी ओ कृष्ण सेव मी सेव मी सेव मी आई एम गोइंग टू डॉय ओ कृष्ण आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू डॉय नॉट लाइक दिस लाइक भीष्म पितामह वेरी हैप्पीली ही डिड ही वॉज क्वालिफाइड इफ ही दैट इफ ही नेवर वॉन्टेड ही विल नॉट डॉय बट ही लेफ्ट हिज बॉडी बिकॉज कृष्ण वॉज देयर इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम एंड ही वॉज रिमेंबरिंग कृष्ण लाइक हरिदास ठाकुर We should try to be like that. Bhakti Vinod e asa kari basiya godrama bane. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that, having this hope, I am sitting in Godriban and I am chanting and remembering. When the mercy of Krishna, mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Godrama Kunja, Pati, Who is Godram Pati? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, only I am living, by saving my life, in the hope that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy will come. Vyakula Antare, Sada Kande Sangha. For this prayer, I am always weeping, but how? Concealing. Concealing.
Concealing. Inside, not showing outside.
So, a devotee should be like him. And if we are not, we cannot do anything. So, if you have worldly desires, don't be attached. You know Bharat Maharaj. He was so high class of devotee. Even he was entering in Rati, Avastha. And from there, only for attachment he came down. Only for three, because he was advanced. And especially, he was liberated. But by the wish of Krishna, he was playing a role of that. Attachment. Otherwise, there is no attachment. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told. So we should be careful. Gau Pramanandi. You should give classes on practices of bhakti. How we can do? Upadeshamritam, Mana Shiksha, teaching of Rupa Goswami, teaching of Sanatana Goswami and Raya Ramananda Sambhad, we can read that. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Charitra, 10th canto also, where there is some siksha that we can enter in bhakti, pure bhakti, we can know pure bhakti, these things. And try to follow all these things. We know that our object is very high. To serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, especially being the Dashi of Radhika. Object is okay. But how to achieve this? We should try to do this. Which is favorable according to our stage, we should don't go beyond this. Gaur Pramananda. Now you should go give class today.
I'll give class now and Shri Padma Maharaj will give at 10 o'clock.
And now you? Very good. You should help all the devotees.
Translation is
right. Try to forget your worldly desires. And here I had told for 6 days, for 5 days, be brahmacharini. Go character. Don't go anywhere, here and there, in restaurants and here and there. And be careful for all these things. So that you can learn so many things that, you can, your alarm for watch should continue for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Understand what I'm telling?
If you have a clock, you have to wind up the clock. And when you wind up the clock will keep running for so many days. So this is now good if he wants to wind up everyone's clock, so that they'll be doing very good sadhana bhajan at least for 6 months or 1 year, and so they meet good.
Again we will meet. And again I will give.
Wind up.
Wind up. Gurudev used to give 3 times a year he used to wind up. Oh, so you should
translate. Or you should. The class on the morning of the 14th of June in Italy, Hare Krishna 2001.